Next is Zena, B-E-E-N-A, last name is Olapali, O-L-L-A-P-A-L-L-Y, date of birth is 6/26/58. It's a new patient, no referring physician, reason for visit, nasal congestion, HPI, 55-year-old female who has been complaining of bilateral nasal stuffiness, parentheses right, worse than left, in parentheses since October 2012 period. It occurred rather suddenly last fall period. She feels that the nose is quite dry period. If she has any rhinorrhea, it is clear and minimal period. It is usually worse in the mornings and better by the evening period. She is able to sleep through the night without any disruption period. Her sense of smell is somewhat diminished period. She has tried over-the-counter medications, including Mucinex, Tamiflu, and Fluticasone, which have helped somewhat period. She reports mold in her work environment and wonders if this might be related period. Past medical, high blood pressure, past surgical, lumpectomy, family history, non-social history, no tobacco, no alcohol, She is an adjunct professor of art. Allergies, aspirin, aspirin causes facial swelling, Compazine causes vomiting, sulfa-based antibiotics cause vomiting. Medications, HCTZ, review systems, non-contributory physical exam, general colon, healthy appearing. Indian female, no apparent distress period, voice is normal period, face is symmetric. Ears, colon, bilateral TMs and aces are clear period, excellent ears are normal. Nose, colon, antirhinoscopy reveals no mucus, pus or polyps period, excellent nose is normal. Oral cavity or pharynx, colon, clear period, no unusual masses or lesions period. Neck, colon, no palpable lymphadenopathy period, trachea is midline. Go back to the nose portion of the exam and put the bilateral infraturbinates are quite edematous and large period. Now go to the end and put flexible fiber optic. Spinal nasal endoscopy, colon, both sides were anesthetized. Wolfram to lidocaine and spinal lesson period. The flexible scope revealed markedly edematous infraturbinates, which decongest well period. She was breathing much more comfortably after using the afferent period. A fair amount of septal deviation to the right, which limits visualization of middle meatus period. However, both middle meatuses reveal relatively normal mucosa with no polyp tissue or other obstruction period. Nasopharynx is clear. Assessment, colon, rhinitis. Period, may be allergic in nature, period. She certainly responded very well to the afferent, which basically alleviated her symptoms, period. Plan, I placed her on a two-week course of prednisone, period. We'll see how she feels after this period. We'll also obtain a screening CT just to rule out a sinus component, period. If it looks fine, then she may simply benefit from doing a septoplasty slash SMR of the infraturbinate, period. I'm suspecting there may be an allergy component, which made this suddenly get flare up a year ago, but she certainly has a structural component to it as well with the septal deviation, which definitely narrows the right side more than the left, period. I'll see her back in 3 weeks with the screening CT, period.